Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, December 14th. Currently, with overcast skies and breezy conditions, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 61%. The wind speed is northwest at 21 with gusts to 37 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.63. The dew point is 15 degrees and the current wind chill is 13 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Snowfall amounts remain to be seen this winter, but the average for Kansas is usually 12 to 15 inches total, with slightly more in the northern part of the state. Meteorologists expect this to be an average winter, with the dry weather causing La Nina pattern weakening slightly. An invitation has been extended to the public for a special retirement party for Kathy Blake, a home health associate at the Doniphan County Health Department.
Blake has spent 29 years with the DP Home Health Department. A campout retirement party is planned for 2 to 5 p.m. Thursday, December 22nd, at the Troy Health Department, 201 South Main Street. Clients and friends are invited to swing by to celebrate and thank Blake for her years of service to the Doniphan County community. Hot dogs and s'mores will be provided by DP County health officials. I'm Armetta Landrum.
And with a busy travel week coming up, the average gas price in Kansas is $2.89, down about 50 cents from a month ago. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. According to a media release from her office on Monday, Governor Laura Kelly announced that approximately 189,000 Kansas children are eligible to receive a supplemental benefit through the Pandemic Electronic Benefit Program, or PEBT, totaling $56 million. The program provides a one-time benefit of $391 on a Kansas benefits card for each school-aged child who is eligible to receive free or reduced-price meals at a school through the National School Lunch Program during the 2020-2021 school year. The program also provides a benefit to eligible Kansas children for the summer months of June, July, and August of 2022, along with children who attend a Head Start program and were enrolled in free or reduced price meals program for 2021 and 2022. The PEBT program is administered by the Kansas Department for Children and Families in collaboration with the Kansas State Department of Education, or KSDE. Governor Kelly said food insecurity should be the last thing that Kansas children face right now, especially during the holiday season, and she said she thanks the partnership of the Department for Children and Families and KSDE, as the state will be able to expedite payments to many eligible families to help ensure they have food on the table over the winter break. Nearly 80%, or 144,000 children eligible for the supplemental PEBT benefit, were to be auto-issued their payments starting December 12th. Auto issuance is staggered based on the last name of the child and will be completed by December 21st. In some cases, auto issuance is not possible, and parents and guardians who believe their children are eligible are encouraged to apply for the supplemental PEBT through the DCF self-service portal from January 1st through the 31st of 2023. And more detailed information and a list of frequently asked questions can be found at dcf.ks.gov. Two men were accused in the armed robbery of the Hayes Dollar General this summer, pled not guilty to several charges this month in Ellis County District Court. On Monday, Batalova Olatide Senuaki, 38, of Columbus, Ohio, pled not guilty to four felony counts in connection with the July 24th armed robbery of the Dollar General store at 1208 East 27th in Hayes. Senuak was charged with aggravated robbery, conspiracy to commit aggravated robbery, aggravated battery, and criminal possession of a weapon by a felon. According to the Hayes Police Department, Senuak entered the Dollar General at approximately 10:30 a.m. on July 24th and threatened the cashier with a gun. He left the store with the money, and then Senuaki and two other suspects fled the area. Their vehicle was located in Oakley, and after a brief chase involving the Kansas Highway Patrol, all three suspects were taken into custody just before 12:30 p.m. on July 24th. In Kansas, if convicted for aggravated robbery, Senuak faces 55 and 247 months in prison. The conspiracy to commit aggravated robbery charge carries a sentence of 31 to 136 months. The potential sentence for aggravated battery is 11 to 34 months. And for criminal possession of a weapon by a felon, the sentence is 7 to 33 months. And all four felony charges also carry a fine. The state anticipates that due to Senuak's criminal history, he will be on the highest of the sentencing grid, and he could face the maximum penalty on all four charges. Brian Anthony Parsley, 42, of Columbus, Ohio, was identified as the second suspect allegedly involved in the robbery. On Friday, Parsley pled not guilty to one felony count of conspiracy to commit aggravated robbery and a misdemeanor charge of theft. A third person, an unidentified female, was also taken into custody following the incident in July, but has not been charged. The court has scheduled a status hearing for later this month to determine if they will join the cases and try them together or separate. If there is a jury, trial, or trials, they would be held sometime next year. According to the Osborne, Kansas Police Chief Matt Pasilis, just after 5 a.m. on Monday, crews responded to a house fire at 335 South 3rd Street in Osborne, and as crews arrived, they found the home fully engulfed in flames. During the investigation, it was determined that 32-year-old David Dean, who resided at the residence, did not make it out of the structure, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. His body was recovered in the northeast corner of the residence. The State Fire Marshal's office is investigating the cause of the fire. Omaha police reported on Tuesday that a fifth teen was arrested in the slaying of a 62-year-old man who was beaten with an aluminum baseball bat in Nebraska News. Around 4 p.m. on October 31st, officers were sent to an area near 38th and Cumming Streets and found Daniel Price suffering from a head wound. Price, who was unresponsive, was taken to the University of Nebraska Medical Center, where he succumbed to his injuries about 2 weeks later. On Friday, four teens were arrested in the case, two boys aged 16 and 15, and two 13-year-old girls. And police have now taken a fifth teen into custody, a 13-year-old boy who was arrested on suspicion of being an accessory to a felony. Police said the teens were booked at the Douglas County Youth Center. The Nebraska State Patrol investigators reported that they held alcohol compliance checks in Buffalo, Kearney, Logan, Thomas, Hooker, and Grant counties. Officials said they first did checks at businesses in Buffalo and Kearney counties on the evening of December 3rd. They checked 19 businesses, where two of them reportedly sold alcohol to a minor for a compliance rate of 90%, and one of the businesses reportedly failed to check the minor's ID. According to authorities, checks were held at businesses in Logan, Thomas, Hooker, and Grant counties on December 9th. There were 12 businesses that were checked, with four of them reportedly selling alcohol to a minor for a compliance rate of 66%, and one of the businesses reportedly failed to check the minor's ID. The six businesses that failed the alcohol compliance checks were Cozy Corner Catering in Minden, Foot Convenience Plaza in Kearney, Sutton Speed and Supply in Halsey, Sand Hills Corral in Thedford, Chuck Wagon and Jug in Mullen, and Sand Hill Oil Company in Hyannis. The businesses that failed the checks are referred to the Nebraska Liquor Control Commission, and clerks who sell alcohol to a minor are cited for procuring alcohol for a minor. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay girls basketball coach Cherry Brooks to talk about the update on the team and their games on Friday against Russell.
I'm here with head girls basketball coach Cherry Brooks. Coach, last week you spent 3 days at the Max Jones Fieldhouse in Goodland, and of course, you have a game, your first game on Thursday, and that's against the Lady Bronx of Lake. And, a very close game for you, a 37-34 loss, though. What did you see in that game, and how do you feel that you played?
Well, we came out, I felt like playing with more, I guess you would say, intensity than what we played with against Hoxie. But we just... We're actually probably being a little too aggressive. We got into foul trouble, and that was probably our downfall. We were got caught with our hand in the cookie jar several times trying to reach around. They had quite a few girls that were wanting to penetrate and dribble, and we were having some success with our press, and then it, I guess, kind of went to their head. So we kind of got into foul trouble, and they were calling it tight, and the girls didn't quite adjust well enough. But then... at the end, when we really needed to knock down some free throws, we were not able to connect, and they did. And pretty much turnovers, fouls, and missed free throws is what affected us the most in that game.
With that loss, that put you into the consolation side against Ulysses, and a nice win for you. You win 44-23 in that game, and what did you see there?
Well, that game, we actually came out with a lot of intensity again on their press, and they were able to convert. We stayed out of foul trouble. We did a better job at times executing plays instead of getting, I feel like sometimes we're out there passing the basketball around like a hot potato, and we don't always execute our offenses well enough. But we were able to play all 12 girls and get some good experience, and I wanted to try to get as many people in as possible to kind of save our girls for Saturday, because we had the late game Friday night, which we didn't get back till about 1 in the morning, and then had to turn around and leave at 8:30 in the morning for the Colby game. So I knew it was going to be a quick turnaround, so I wanted to try to rest up those starters as much as possible.
And that brought us to the 5th and 6th place game against the Colby Lady Eagles, and a foe that you see quite often, and that comes up to a 50-26 loss for you.
Yeah, I was very disappointed, and I'm sure the girls were as well. I think 3 games in 3 days kind of hit us pretty hard. But they also, Colby came fired up with lots of intensity and ready to go. And I think we kind of got intimidated and kind of shut down and got frustrated. We did have some girls come in and play some good defense at times on their player that was having a great day, but I'm hoping that this game can inspire them to work harder in practice, because I don't feel like we push each other hard enough in practice, and so that's why we were making some of the mistakes we were making on Saturday, because they were a very aggressive team, and we were in creating turnovers because we weren't taking care of the ball. So we're really trying to work this week on being aggressive on defense, whether or not it's your best friend or not, and then hopefully this will fire us up for the next time we play Colby, which I believe is January 31st. So,
Coach, you also had one player that made the all-tournament team and then also made the finalists of the three-point, and that's Janessa Reuter.
Yeah, she had a pretty good tournament. She knocked down some threes at times and then hit some jumpers, and she also connected on some free throws. She made 16, I believe it was, in the first round of the three-point contest, so she made it to the finals on Saturday against Talexa Weeder, who just broke the scoring record for the Goodland tournament for the most points scored in the tournament. But she only hit 14, and I believe Talexa hit 15. So she had a good shooting night. She was selected for the all-tournament team, which was a great accomplishment for her as well.
It comes up to Friday night here at Stoll Gymnasium. You take on the Broncos of Russell. And why don't you tell us a little bit about Russell's team and then the format of how that'll go that night.
Okay, so Russell is kind of off to a rocky start, but they've also played some fairly decent teams, especially at their tournament that they hosted. They had Smith Center and Phillipsburg and Central Plains there, so those are some pretty competitive teams. But they took some losses to Plainville and Stockton, which I was kind of surprised about. But they graduated several seniors from last year, so I think they're probably just trying to regroup. I'm pretty sure from what I have seen on social media, they have a new head coach, same assistant coach, but a new head coach. So I'm sure they're adjusting there as well. I know they have some younger girls that are sophomores that are pretty talented. So I'm not going to say it's going to be an easy breeze, but we do start at 4:30 with a full game of JV, and then we'll play two C team quarters after that. And then we hope to start the varsity game around 6 o'clock.
On Saturday, another tournament for you, but this time it'll be the junior varsity tournament. You'll travel to Trigo for that. What can you tell us about that tournament?
So there will be four teams there. Trigo doesn't have enough for a JV team at this tournament, so it's ourselves, and then we'll play Quinner the first game at 9 o'clock, and then we'll either play win or lose. Our second game will be against either Goodland or La Crosse.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck on Friday when you host the Lady Broncos of Russell, and then you send your junior varsity down to Trigo for that tournament. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Miller.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Brooks, and good luck to the girls on Friday hosting Russell and junior varsity on Saturday at Trigo. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School for lunch, you'll be having scalloped chicken, corn, sweetheart pears, cucumber slices, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be hamburger on a bun, corn, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be ham, sweet potatoes, roll, potatoes, vegetable, dessert, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be mostly cloudy with a high near 34 and breezy with a northwest wind around 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with the low around 15 and blustery with a northwest wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 32 and windy with wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, should be mostly clear with a low around 14 with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast for Friday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 32 and windy with wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 41. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 42. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 26. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 34. Currently, with overcast and breezy conditions, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 61%. The wind speed is northwest at 21 with gusts to 37 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.63. The dew point is 15 degrees and the current wind chill is 13 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
A single gift can bring many holiday joys. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, get holiday celebrations off to a bright start with CU Money Visa gift cards. Share the one gift that can fit everyone's holiday dreams. Purchase one today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIA in Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs offense seemed to have a turnover problem so far, as they have committed a turnover in eight straight games. And Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com between WIBW Radio in Topeka, he discussed the Chiefs' turnover issue offensively, but he also noted how defensively their lack of an ability to generate turnovers is also causing them a problem as well, and that actually might be the bigger key that the Chiefs need to solve and unravel as they go and head into the playoffs in just a month.
When you have an inconsistent pass rush and a young secondary, it's easy to connect the dots about why you're not creating a lot of turnovers. The offensive turnovers, I mean, it's not as bad as last year, you know, when the Chiefs just had some inexplicable turnovers and Mahomes had some throws that just, you know, did not go his way. A lot of drops turned into inter. Not been the case this year. I think they can live with the turnovers that they've had because I think the offense is strong enough to do that. It's just that this defense isn't good enough to overcome not forcing the turnovers. And that's what they've got to turn around somehow.
KIA in Sports, I'm Fulton Caster.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by Solutions North Bank. Experts in ag lending with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Member FDIC.
You may remember our smiling faces from behind the counter at the movie theater. Perhaps it was at a chamber event or maybe at the ball field. The team at Solutions North Bank is grounded in the communities that we serve because your home is our home too. Stop in and get to know what the community banking experience feels like because the hometown support means more than just a simple transaction. Solutions North Bank, solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We begin with your weather forecast.
We got some nice rainfall over the past 24 to 36 hours across parts of central and eastern Kansas. To the northwest of this low-pressure system, a blizzard warning remains in effect across much of western Nebraska. You combine heavy snow with 50-mile-per-hour wind gusts, and travel is really at a halt. And for the rest of us, we'll be dealing with this upper-level low-pressure system for a while. It will be slow to move out eventually tracking on off to the north and northeast by the weekend. Until then, though, temperatures are going to be running below average. In northwestern Kansas today, it'll be windy and cold. We do have that winter weather advisory in effect with a high today in the low 30s. North central Kansas, mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid 30s. And then breezy in northeastern Kansas with a high in the upper 30s. Southwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. A windy day in southwestern Kansas with a high in the low 40s. Same story, low 40s expected in south central Kansas and in the southeast part of the state. Sunny and cooler today with a high temperature in the low to mid 40s.